Blog Talk Radio.
Trade. Smoke
yeah.
What'd you miss?
Getting things cut off, kicked off there with Primus and American Life. That was a live recording from their rehearsal sessions. They released a EP over the summer of some rehearsal sessions of them playing some new, well, playing some old tunes with a new lineup. Jay Lane on drums. Of course, Larry Lalonde on guitar and Les Claypool on bass and vocals. Started off with that tonight. I'm stoked. New Year's Eve is tomorrow. Actually, Primus is playing tonight in Oakland at the Fox Theater. They're playing with the Resonance, which, wow, I don't know why I'm doing this stupid talk show. I'm not checking that out. I will be in Oakland tomorrow night. I don't think I'm going to do a broadcast tomorrow. If I can, I might do an early one. but more than likely, I'll do a late night one. You know, I might not. I might do an early show tomorrow, and then won't do a show tomorrow night, and then I will maybe do a come back and do a show on Sunday night. But Sunday is big. Sunday is, of course, the 2nd, January 2nd, and Sheila E., none other than Sheila E., will be performing in Los Angeles. She's doing a march, a drum march, in support of Barack Hussein Obama and his evil mission to destroy the world. They're in support, in favor of him. And, of course, Sheila E., as you all know, is the epic musician, singer, drummer. A lot of people don't realize that she is a pretty sick drummer in her own right. She was Prince's drummer for a long time, after all. She just got through playing some shows with Prince in New York City. I guess Prince has been doing a big stint of gigs at the Madison Square Garden in New York City recently. And I've seen some on Twitter. People have been twit-picking shots of the stage. He's got the stage set up. It's like a platform stage with the audience surrounding it. And the stage is shaped like the symbol, the Prince symbol, the symbol that he changed his name to for a while when he was for that time period there when he was the artist formerly known as. Welcome, Moxie. Moxie says she got lost on the way to the show. No problem. Yeah, had a great time on Moxie's show earlier. I'm going to bring on VMAC here. What's going on, VMAC?
What up, man? What's going on?
Oh, you know, I'm just coming too, actually, to be quite honest. I was on essentially like a 48-hour BTR binger, of which Moxie was part of much of that. She encouraged a lot of it. I blame her. So I woke up around 7 o'clock. I was supposed to be on her show, so I went on her show for 2 hours, and I'm just trying to get my shit together here, man. I'm supposed to line up plans for New Year's tomorrow, and I'm just now doing that at 10 o'clock at night while I'm doing my stupid internet radio show. But I'm stoked about my New Year's plans are might be coming together. I think I'm going to have a really good time. I'm going to the show in Oakland. It's you would probably dig it. It's The Coup. You ever heard of The Coup?
Yeah, I heard of The Coup.
All right, so The Coup are good friends of mine. I've done some video for them and stuff. If you go to their YouTube channel, I did their whole YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/TheCoup. That's COUP. If you go to youtube.com/, if you want to see an example of my work, this is early, super, it's just me by myself with a couple of cameras, whatever I can scrap together, plus my own little home editing system. And I did this YouTube channel for The Coup that came out pretty cool. It was fun. I did maybe like 2 years of filming, and I went to Coachella. I went to Rock the Bells. I went to this. They also played this. They played Coachella. They played Rock the Bells. They played where else did they play? Vegas. There used to be this festival called Vegas. The people from Bonnaroo put on, and I went down there and shot them at that too. And so they gave me, I got like you know VIP passes, all access passes to shoot video and record. And so I got to go backstage, and I was backstage at Rock the Bells when Rage Against the Machine was came back that one year. They did Coachella. Wow. The coup played Coachella, the same Coachella that Rock the Bells did their comeback, their big comeback at that Coachella in 2007, I think it was. And I got backstage there. The Roots were there, the coup. It was Rage Against the Machine. Backstage was crazy, dude. It was like being, I felt like I was on the set of an E! True Hollywood Story set or something. What did I see back there? Backstage, just over the course of the couple of days I was there, I saw Courtney Love, Lindsay Lohan, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Rage Against the Machine, Manu Chao. Who else did I see backstage? Paris Hilton was allegedly there. My friend Boots, who's in the coup, I had all access, but he had like ultimate, because he really was an artist, so he got all access. And so he was watching the Rage Against the Machine reunion performance right like up on the riser on the stage, and he was hanging out next to he was sitting next to the guy from Jane's Addiction, the singer, Perry Farrell, and Perry Farrell's wife, and like adjacent to them was, or in the same area as them was Paris Hilton. And they said that during Rage Against the Machine set, some troll in the front row of Rage Against the Machine, like hucked a water bottle at Paris Hilton and tried to hit her. And she moved out of the way and it nailed Perry Farrell's wife. Pretty impressive.
Nice.
Anyways, so like, and my friend Boots, he's got a connection to Rage Against the Machine too, because he's hooked up with their guitarist Tom Morello, who, and they have this project called Street Sweeper Social Club, which I've played on here, and I'll play some of this stuff tonight too. I know you've heard some of the stuff from them, but yeah, tomorrow night the coup is going to play in Oaktown, and I think I'm going to head out there and check that out. They're playing with Rupa and April Fishes, which is a Bay Area band, which I should upload some of her music or their music. I don't. She's this Indian chick that's got this really eccentric, sort of funky, almost gypsy-like band. And then Lyrics Born. You ever heard of Lyrics Born?
Uh-uh.
Oh, Lyrics Born. He's this MC from Oakland. And he's hosting this whole thing. I don't think he's performing. I think he's just like the MC, and there's a DJ that's sort of playing in between. It's going to be tight, man. I'm going to record some of it too, or hopefully all of it, and maybe play some of it on the audio on my show. But it's going to be good. I'm stoked. What do you got going on? What are your plans for New Year's?
A couple house parties, man, you know. Bar thing did for me, so I got like 3 house parties to go to. So I'm gonna sort around them between them. And so if I end up, like I say, on New Year's, whatever happens at house party stays at house party. So maybe get something going on. Whole lot of freaky and nasty things.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to the show, and hopefully I'm gonna get laid. I don't know. We'll see. But here's some coup right here on Disorderly Conduct. If you want to join me. The number is 347-826-7667. I'm going to probably take a short break here, and I'll be back with VMAC. And coming up next, Foxy Moxie. Stick around.
Well, now. What have we here?
Yeah, what do we have here? That's what I'm talking about.
Get down, get down. Get down, get down. about to take up a collection. I got game like I read the directions. I'm wishing that I had an automobile as I feel the cold wind rush peril. But let me think that I'm a hustler for real, so you know I got the stolen bus pass. Just as the bus pulls up and I step to the rhythm, so lady looks like she drank a 40 or 50. I see my old school sign, I say his brother got popped. Pay my respects, can you ring the bell? We came to my stop. The street light reflects off the piss on the ground, which reflects off the hamburger sign that turns round, which reflects off the chrome of the BMW, which reflects off the fact that I'm broke. Now what the fuck is new? I need new. I spot the motherfucker in the tweet suit. I'm in his ass quicker than a kick from a grateful seized up slow in the street. Could tell he was suspicious by the way he slid his feet. Didn't want to fuck up the come up, so I smiled with my eyes, said, hey, how's it hanging, guys? Bumped into his shoulder, but he passed with no reaction. Then this motherfucker had hella Andrew Jackson. I'm a thief, a pickpocket, give a fuck what you call it. Used to call him fat cats, I just call him wallet. Getting federal, ain't just a klepto. MasterCard and Visa, I gladly accept those. Sneaky motherfucker with a scam, know how to pull it. Got a mirror in my pocket, but that won't stop no bullet. So ain't just begun, but you already know. Ain't no need to get down, shit, I'm already low. In the darkness, my teeth clenched tight like a fist in a cold sharp pit. I look down and I hear my stomach growling. Step to Burger King to attack it like a Shaolin. I never pay for shit that I can get by doing dirt. Linger to the girl cashier and start to flirt. All up in her face and her breath was like murder. Damn the shit I do for a free hamburger.
What, you got my number? You gonna call me tonight?
It depends. It's in burgers attached to a price. I'm just kidding. I'ma call, even write you love letters. Thanks for the burgers. I'm hooking me up with a Dr. Pepper.
That's cool. You want some ice?
Yeah, and some fries would be hella nice.
Damn, my manager is coming. Pay it off, okay? Day.
I'm about to hear anyway. I use peoples before they use me. Cause you can get got by an OZ over OZ. That's what a OG tells me. Got to find someplace warm and cozy to eat the vittles that I just got. Came to an underground parking lot. This place is good as any. Fuck it, it's all good. Walked in, found a car, hopped and set up on the hood. Ate my burger, threw back my cola. Somebody said, hey, it was a rent a pig. I thought it was a roller. Want me to call the cops? I don't want them to see me. Looked down, saw that I was sitting on a Lamborghini. It was roses, Ferraris, and Jags by the dozen. A building door opened. Damn, it was my cousin. Getting off of work, dressed up, no lie. Tux, cover bun, and a black bow tie. Was like, hey, who is it? Me. Oh, what's up, man? I just wish you company. They hella racist, and the pay was too low. I said, right, what was up in here, though? A party with rich motherfuckers. I don't know the situation. I know they got cash from all these corporations. IBM, Chrysler, and shit is what they did. Just when a light bulb went off in my head. They be thinking all black folks is resembling. Give me your touch, then I do some pocket swimming. Been a change in the bathroom, and I freeze off my nuts. Let's take a short break while I get into this tuck. Damn. All right, I'm ready. Like a million bucks, I'll be the flyest motherfucker in the Apple when I touch. My arm is at a right angle up, silver tray in my hand. May I interest you in some caviar, ma'am? My eye shoots round the room, there and here. Noticing the diamonds in the chandelier. Background, Barry Manilow, Copacabana, and a strong accent of stogies from Havana. What no place where a brother might been. Snobby old ladies drinking champagne with rich white men. All right then, let's begin this. Nights like this is good for business. 5 minutes in the mix, notice several different clicks. Talking, giggling and shit with one motherfucker. He be switching and everybody else jacking, throttling. Found out later he on Coca-Cola bottling. Talking to a black man, who's he confused? He looking hella bougie, ass all tight and sedity. Recognize him as the mayor of my city, who treats young black men like Frank Nitty. Mr. Coke said to Mr. Mayor, you know we got a process like I do care. We put up the fund for your election campaign. And oh, waiter, can you bring the champagne? Our real estate funds as opportunities arousing to make some condos out of low-income housing immediately. We need some media heat to say that gangs run the street and then we bring in the police fleet. Harass and beat everybody till they look inebriated. When we buy the land, motherfuckers will appreciate it. Don't worry about the Urban League or Jesse Jackson. My man that owns Marlboro donated a fat sum. That's when I step back some to contemplate what you know. Sat down, wrestle with my thoughts like a sumo. Ain't no one player that could beat this lunacy. Ain't no hustler on the street could do a whole community. This is how deep shit could get. It reached macaroni on my butt. birth certificate. Putin Tang is my middle name, but I can't hang. I'm getting hustled, only knowing half the gang. Shit, how the fuck I get up out this place?
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
That's right, Vince in the Bay, back here with you on Disorderly Conduct. If you want to join me, the lines are open, 347-826-7667. I just played the coup there, Fat Cats and Big a Fish. it's off their Party Music record, which was a very controversial record, the Party Music record was. And it was actually the release date of Party Music by the coup was actually scheduled for September 11th, 2001. And it was supposed to go to the record shelves. There was they printed them up. Copies are ready to go. And I encourage you to go to Google, because Google is your friend, and type in the coup, C-O-U-P, Party Music cover, and then hit return, go to images. And then if you go to images, click on whichever one you like. I would say start with anything except the Molotov cocktail, which is the alternate cover. But the original cover was supposed to be, I'll paste it in the chat room, but this is basically the coup's claim to fame. The coup's claim to fame is this album cover that was supposed to come out on September 11th. Check that out. What do you think of that, kids? The coup. So you might, if you've ever heard of the coup, that might be what you remember them from. Of course, they pulled that record cover, which is, for those of you just listening and unable to see, I guess I'll describe it to you. The cover is of Boots Riley, the coup's MC, and Pam the Funkstress, the DJ for the coup. And if you look in Boots's hand, and they're standing, the camera's tilted up. So, like, the camera's looking up, and in the background, it's the Twin Towers. And Boots has got his, what he's got there is a bass tuner. Like, for musicians, probably would know this, that in order to tune your bass, it's really, you know, if you're retarded like me and you can't tune your bass by ear, you get this bass tuner. You just plug your bass into it, and it tunes the strings for it. You know, it allows you to tune the strings right, because it gives you the level, little readout on the tuner. All right, enough of the bass tuner. So that's what he's holding there, and he's pressing it like he's detonating something, and in the background, it's the DJ, Pam the Funkstress. She's got the conductor's wands, and they've simultaneously exploded the Twin Towers, the World Trade Center Twin Towers in the back of them. And if you look at the illustration, it looks like what happened, an illustration of what happened on September 11th, the two impacts, as if they were to happen at the same time. So somehow Boots knew, or had some pre-notion. I've talked to him about this a few times, and I'd rather him go into it, so maybe I can get him on camera or off camera on audio and get him to address that. I'm sure I've interviewed him actually on camera a couple of times, and he might have said it somewhere, and I just have to dig it up. But pretty cool. He had some sort of premonition, but just kind of got his finger on the pulse of I don't know, culture, and apparently he has some sort of premonitions. But there are people like Alex Jones that called 9/11 before it happened. So maybe he was listening to one of them. I don't know. I'm glad you guys are listening to me. It's Vince in the Bay with you, 347-826-7667. I was going to bring Moxie on. She dropped off. Maybe she'll call back. I don't know. But Moxie, there she is. All right. Moxie, what's going on?
What's poppin'?
Nothing. Had you ever heard of The Coup before?
No, but I really liked that song. I know I was mocking them a little bit on my show, saying that your talk about your New Year's Eve plans were boring me to death. But no, they're good. I like that. It's good stuff.
And did you see their cover art, the whole controversy? Do you remember that happening?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Well, Boots has become sort of a friend, I guess, of mine. And he's an avowed communist. His dad is actually a world-renowned international lawyer, civil rights lawyer and whatnot. And Boots sort of grew up in with sort of left-leaning politics. And he's sort of an avowed communist. But he's, outside of that, he's a really cool guy, and he's fun and funny and a great performer and an amazing lyricist, amazing writer. He's actually just his last record came out in 2006, and he's been doing stuff with Galactic and Tom Morello and other projects, and he's planning to do another Coup record, but it's going to be, I guess over the years he's been networking and made some connections and was able to get some sort of spec deal for a script for a movie, and he's trying to do a movie and make the soundtrack his next record. And knowing him, if it's done right, it'll be pretty cool. His records are always there. There's always a narrative to his records. He went to film school, so I think ultimately he wanted to be a filmmaker, but it was just cheaper for him to be a rapper, and he liked rap and stuff, and he picked it up pretty well. And he's a good writer. And I would imagine I've seen a copy of his script, and I actually haven't read the whole thing, but it looks like it'll be funny. And his stuff is not overtly political. It's more like just social commentary and gone through his lens, but he's hilarious. And he's really talented, and, he's one of the nicest and most just subdued and chill guys you'd ever meet too. Like his lyrics and stuff, and when he's on stage, he seems kind of militant and like pissed off and stuff. But when you meet him off stage, he's just the nicest, chillest guy. He just wants to get drunk and party and have fun and debate, but healthy debate. You know, he's not, you know, yeah, he wants a violent communist revolution, but you know, but. But done civilly over some shots of Patron. I don't know. Anyways, I'm going to be checking him out.
Patron on ice.
He's got an incredible band, too. He always has a really tight band when he plays live. Like, that's the thing. He's one of those guys where his you listen to the records, and they're almost, like, overproduced compared to the live show. Because the live show is, like, almost like a stripped-down rock show. It's like he labels it as funk. Like he doesn't even call it hip hop. He just says it's funk, and he raps and stuff over it. And he has singer, and he usually has a side, either a high. He doesn't have a hype man anymore. He's had different hype mans, but he just has the singers for the last couple of years, Silky, which I'm hoping I can get a good recording of the show tomorrow and be able to play one of her songs. She does an amazing track with them when they perform live. But it's a track that she did. She already recorded for her record. That's just kind of like on the shelf. You know, I guess they've been chopping it around and nobody's biting. But I've heard it and it's amazing. It's just really tight and it's got some really great musicians on it. Some of which are going to be there tomorrow. So, yeah, as in you, Iconoclast is catching on. Yes, coup as in coup d'état. Yes,
right.
Coup.
Oof.
Data.
French.
Yeah. So I got another caller here. Let's see who this is. 484.
Scaring me to death.
Go ahead, 484.
Scaring me to death. I went from Al Stewart
to
whatever you were playing. What was that?
That was The Coup.
I see.
Yeah. As in coup d'etat.
Right. Spelled COOP?
No.
Right.
No, not chicken coop. It's coup. COUP.
Yes. Well, I was going to continue listening to the Al Stewart that I just downloaded. I think I downloaded his entire discography. But
who
then
the
I
fuck is Al Stewart? I don't know Al Stewart. You gotta turn
well,
me on,
I'm
bro.
Dating you, but that's all right. It's good music. But
all right,
somebody's
gotta date me.
I noticed something in your chat room.
I feel like this is stage right part two.
Oh my God! Please, my stomach still hurts. I can't.
Welcome to stage left, as in my cock curls left.
Very close.
Oh God. Let's see, what kind of show tunes should we play right now while I stroke myself?
I'm a theater guy.
How about Oklahoma? You kids up for some Oklahoma?
Oh my.
That would be so sassy. All right.
Oh my God. You know what? Wait,
what?
Can I interrupt, Vince?
Please do.
I already did, huh? Okay. So, listen. Here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You know how we're going to start our own crew? We should be the Stage Right crew.
Oh my God. Like, well, they already kind of have a crew though, don't they?
Yeah, but not trolls. We're gonna
right?
take care of the trolling.
Oh, I thought
aspect.
You said he had his own trolls.
No, I don't think so. I mean, probably a few. The normal players, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I'm down with being the Stage Right crew. Oh no, we should be the Larry O'Donnell crew.
Larry O'Connor.
The LO crew. The LOC.
Oh my God, are you down with the LOC?
The LOC. I think we just stumbled upon gold right there.
I'm writing it down so I remember.
The LOC.
All right.
Oh my God, we're going to give the BWC a run for their money. The LOC is going to be.
The LOC is a force.
They're never going to know what hit them.
I know. It's going to be nasty.
I'm Larry O'Connell, and I fully endorse the LOC. Check them out.
We're on his payroll.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't take it.
Just like Julian Assange, you're on my payroll. And by payroll, I mean my cock.
Yes. Oh, you kill me. You do.
All right. So
in a
we're
good
taking
way.
Calls. Hey, this is a serious family show, though, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to get our act together here on the Disorderly Conduct program. I don't know why people call in here. I really felt deflated up last night's show. And it really blows my mind when people in here call in here and are, like, looking for some sort of moral fiber to a program that's called Disorderly Conduct. I mean, come on, kids. Come on. I know you're only 22. I get it. You're just trying to have fun with your girlfriends. But, hey, put two and two together. What do you think you're getting into by calling in here? All right? And Lady Slugga, yeah, you heard me. I did not stutter. You can tell your little flawless crew, since you're in here as their proxy. You know what, flawless crew? I don't care.
Vince,
I'll tell you what
joining
I do care
the
about.
LOC. The LOC.
Yeah, the LOC. The LOC.
Oh,
the LOC
man.
Doesn't even play that. The LOC does not even play. So tell that.
The show tune.
Slugga, there's your message. The LOC has spoken.
This is so wrong.
You know,
right?
you know who else is going to speak this weekend? Speaking of speaking. How about that Sheila E.?
Yeah.
I know Shellwig is tuning in for one reason and one reason only. The fact that we've hyped up this program around the premise that we're all going to attend the Sheila E. drum circle or parade or whatever it is that she's doing in Hollywood on January 2nd. She's doing a drum parade to the CNN building, apparently, on Hollywood and Vine or some shit like that. And
drum circle.
And it's all done in conjunction with the Barack Obama Twitter Army, I think they're called.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, Lady Slugga, you know, I'm just kidding. I love you, Lady Slugga. And, you know, anything, any shit I'm talking about, Flawless, if you don't take that with a grain of salt, then I don't know. It's not my problem. Anyways, we're talking Sheila E., and I know Shellwig has tuned in and been very patient because all he cares about is Sheila E., so let's get it on. Yeah. If you want to join us in this audio orgy we call Disorderly Conduct, the number is 347-826-7667, and we shall return. Much Sheila E. right there, folks, giving us a taste of what you can expect on January 2nd. That's right, Sunday, January 2nd, in Los Angeles, Hollywood, California. That's right, the heart of the liberal media empire industrial complex. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be huge, like my throbbing headache I had this morning. If you want to join me, the number's 347-826-7667. Sheila E. is a beast. I concur, Jeanette Smith. Big ups to Jeanette Smith. She's in the chat room right now. Yeah, good friend of the program. She's been on the show several times. We had her on a couple weeks ago. And Jeanette, if you have any upcoming programs you want to promote, again, Jeanette Smith, another Dallas product. There's a big Dallas contingent, if you will, here on BTR. I'm going to go to the phone lines here. The 111, you're on the air.
He's not even a Jew.
I'm sorry?
He's not even a Jew.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, I missed that. What'd you say?
That one-eyed Jew ain't even a Jew.
I'm a troll and a liar.
All right, moving on. Speaking of trolls and liars, 347, you're on the air.
How am I a troll and a liar?
I'm a troll and a liar.
Why'd you say, speaking of trolls and liars, you automatically pin me as a troll and a liar?
All right, I think that pretty much stands on its own. I'm going to bring back Moxie here. Moxie, what's going on?
I'm useless tonight. I mean, I'm always useless, but I can't stop laughing.
Hey, did you know that, have you ever met Jeanette Smith? You must have. She's on BTR, and she's in Dallas.
She's Dallas local? All right. No, I haven't met
her.
Yeah,
she does radio. She does TV. She's a broadcasting person.
Awesome.
I think she's one of these people that kind of became a casualty of this new online new media revolution, where a casualty, and also she also seems to have taken it, turned it in her favor too. She's got her own online network, and she does stuff, and she does appearances. She shows up she guests on terrestrial radio and stuff. She's been on terrestrial radio. She's been on TV reporting and stuff. So she's like she's a pro. She's legit. She does a good program. She just interviewed some chick from I keep forgetting whether it's the Basketball Wives or the Football Wives. She interviewed one of those two, because there was, right when she did her interview, around the same time she did her interview, another chick that does a show who I forget name, whose name is, it escapes me, but somebody else did a Football Wives show, and I think she did a Basketball Wives show. But she'll clarify in the chat. Jeanette is amazing. She's beautiful. She's talented. And I love it when she calls in and joins my panel. She can be on my panel any time of the year, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know if anybody has any New Year's plans or resolutions or end-of-the-year bull crap you want to go over. Please feel free to spam us in the chat room, or just call in and give us shit online. On the air. Anywho, Moxie, great time on your program earlier.
Oh, it was crazy. That really was better than Tuesday night's show. You are the greatest co-host, I have to say. We had a lot of fun. You guys should go and download the archives. Because after we dropped off the air, we kept going, and it got crazy. I'm feeling show tune coming on because I'm a theater guy.
Oh yeah, I think I think in the last couple of hours here on BTR, we have dubbed our new online troll crew as the LOC.
And it is the LOC squared, technically.
Well, no, it's the LOC, because you know,
Larry O'Connor crew. So
yeah,
the
it
could
be. I guess. I thought
I know.
Larry
well,
O'Connor.
I, yeah.
Well, where does okay? Let me ask you this: Where does Larry O'Connor fit in alphabetically? It's either got to be the O's or the C's. So it's you know, I think LOC is fine.
Okay.
And you can interpret it either way, Larry. I say when you're saying the. The LOC, you're talking about the Larry O'Connor crew.
Right. And we need qualified.
But if you wanted to do some sort of play, but in creating the official icon or emblem or whatever of the LOC, you can put that squared in there, or sneak that other C in there somehow, or make it some sort of visual thing going on with that and play off of that. That's fine.
Okay. Well, I already have the logo. I'm going to put it together, and I just want to let everyone who's listening know, if you would like to apply to be a member of the LOC, there are two things required, and only two things. One, you must be an experienced troll. We don't take amateurs. The second thing is, you must have in-depth knowledge of show tunes. No exceptions. Did I miss anything?
Yeah. Major prerequisite. And you have to have And you have to have either a good friend that's gay, or you yourself must be gay, or you must have had some sort of awkward gay encounter in your lifetime.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. We're cool.
Oh, no judgments. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Iconoclast DX says 1 out of 2 ain't bad. I think we'll take him. He's going to be our – I think he needs to be our first member of the LOC.
All right.
I'm going with it. I'm going to accept Iconoclast.
Little Larry O. Actually, you know what? Icono is pretty much custom built for the LOC. Like, I think Iconoclast should do – when we do outreach to other organizations, I think we should send him out as a spokesperson.
He is going to be – yes, he's the front man.
I'm
he
serious.
Is
when
the LOC, absolutely.
When we really break on the scene, and we have to send somebody out to do the talking heads on like CNN and stuff, we're sending Icono. Icono is our spokesperson.
Icon is so in. I'm typing welcome to the LOC.
Yeah, you know what? You're all invited. You know, Jeanette, I know you got your own thing going, but you're welcome to be a proxy member of the LOC, honorary member. It doesn't matter. You're a good friend of the LOC, that's for sure. I'd love to do some cross promotion with you and your network.
And your troll crew.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, we have to do that. We have to network with the other trolls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, we're no enemies. Come on. We're all, it's all give and take. We all benefit.
Hey, CK's in
it's
the chat
win-win.
For my show. Welcome her.
Hey, CK. Jeanette, you can be a cheerleader for sure, Jeanette.
Absolutely.
If you have any ideas for outfits that you'd like to wear, please submit them. Or if not, I'll come up with something.
You know what we need for the next break?
Some
show tunes. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you
know what? My intern's off for the week, so.
You want me to? Does anyone have any requests? I can pull it up, and then I can just play it through the speakers. Because I'm too lazy to set up the sound card the right way.
Yeah. Well, I got an hour and 10 minutes. I think I can get some show tunes up and running.
All right. I think we need to. It's important to the LOC.
I understand that. But outside of what the LOC, I have my own program. This is not, I mean, this is LOC endorsed, but it's not a whole subsidiary of the LOC. It's its own entity. It existed before the LOC, and it will exist after the LOC.
Of course it will. Look, you know, and you're running against the Stage Right Show. Just wanted to point that out. I know we're going to lose a whole bunch of chatters now because they're going to go over there.
I know.
all
three of our chatters are getting ready to leave now.
Well, I'm going to send you something if I can find it.
Everybody's jumping ship.
Oh, no.
Wait.
They're going over to their leader, Larry O'Connor.
Yep. Good times. Well, if anybody wants to join us, we got plenty of room here on the air. If you have something on your mind you want to bring up, the number's 347-826-7667. So I'm stoked. I'm going to go see this Coup show tomorrow night. I think it's going to be a good time.
I can't stop laughing. You're just doing terrible things to me.
What am I doing to you? I didn't even touch you.
I don't know.
I'm like better than Reiki, right? I'm like healing you without touching you. I'm not even like putting my hands near you.
I know. And now, see, Shike is going to go. She's going over to the Stage Right Show. And I said, thanks for joining us. Say hello to our leader. Say hello to our leader. We're 760. Where's our caller? No flawless, huh? They're afraid of the LOC. I think that's what it is. You know, just my opinion.
Oh, and don't forget, I think Debbie Daly's on right now. Also, Flawless is doing a show right now. Lady Slugga. Oh, Lady Slugga just up and left my show. I said, fuck that. I'm doing my own show, bitch.
Yep.
How dare she, though, do a show during a show while Flawless is doing a show?
I don't know.
And speaking of crews, it looks like the Guest 16 crew is melted. They're down to two members now.
Damn. Happy New Year,
wow.
Icon. Icon is leaving. I think he's actually just going to the Stage Right show. I'll be honest.
Oh, really? Well, he's got to do that. He's our he's sort of our correspondent that goes out and checks in with the legit Stage Right crew.
Wait, there's a such thing as legit Stage Right crew? Come on.
I thought you said they had trolls over there. You told me they had trolls over there.
They have a few. They've got the BW.
Larry O'Connell has his own. Yeah.
Look, it is what it is, okay? They have, you know, when the trolls can't find anything else to do, yes, they are over there. Okay. I know the BWC has been over there. BWC Forever. And then I've never seen Flawless over there, but I do believe that they've had some issues with the Skype asshole. Because he's not even a Jew, man.
Right.
Do you have that? Can you play that?
In honor of the real LOC, Larry O'Connell, he's really it's been when you talk about looking at the year in review, I'm sure for Larry he's really one of the sort of flagship issues that I'm sure he's really excited was completed in 2010 was of course the repeal of DAT. So we're gonna in memorial to DADT and in celebration that now had LOC been able to enlist in the military, it would be okay now.
Not long ago, it looked like the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell could be left on the floor of this lame duck Congress. But today, the 17-year-old policy fought its last battle in the Senate.
2965 is adopted.
With 65 votes, 8 of them Republican, the Senate voted to end the ban on gays serving openly in the military.
They want to put their lives on the line for our security and our freedom. Does it make any sense to say no to them?
Some have said this is not the time to repeal this policy. And they're right. It should have been done yesterday.
The Democratic argument to strike Don't Ask, Don't Tell got a boost from a recent Pentagon study in which 2/3 of American troops said changing the law would have little impact. Vocal opponents of the bill, led by Senator John McCain, pleaded against making such a dramatic change during two wars.
I've heard from thousands of active duty and retired military personnel. I've heard from them. And they're saying, Senator McCain, it isn't broke, and don't fix it.
Today's vote is seen as a major victory for Democrats who are still reeling from a painful November election. The bill cleared the House with a strong majority Wednesday, and President Obama is expected to sign it into law next week. In a statement, the president said, no longer will many thousands more be asked to live a lie in order to serve the country they love.
Wow, what a day.
A number of those servicemen and women were on hand at the Capitol for the historic moment. More than 13,000 have been kicked out of the military since the law was enacted in 1993. But this afternoon, they got the last word.
Soon we can serve in the military without having to sacrifice our honor, our integrity, without having to lie every day about who we are.
But change won't come overnight. Following the president's signature, the Pentagon will begin an implementation plan followed by a 60-day wait period. The defense secretary has said it could take up to a year before Don't Ask, Don't Tell is officially history. Anthony?
Whit Johnson in Washington. Thanks, Whit.
Mm-hmm.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
In the second hour here, we might have the second hour. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but it could potentially be Juve. Ken Moore is making some comments here about the Happy Hebrew, who did sneak in earlier, but we've been able to keep him at bay ever since. Because you know how we do it here at the LOC crew. Don't take no guff from no hairy Negroes like that guy. And if you don't like me, well then, or if you don't agree with me, well then you can shove it up your ass.
I'm a troll and a liar.
All right. Everybody knows that. But I'll tell you what everybody doesn't know, that we have a caller on the air, on the line. I'm going to put it on the air here. They've been waiting patiently. 318, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince. How are you?
I'm doing fantastical. Is this Jane?
No. I bet
who's
you
this?
She could tell you who I am.
I recognize the voice. Who is it?
Do you?
It's,
really? Go
it's
ahead, Mom.
Someone from the LO. Yeah, it's the LOC.
Oh, it's LOC approved. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I need to know, I guess. I'm sorry, I didn't recognize the voice or the number. Who is this?
My name is Shike.
Oh, Shike. Any connections? We have a chatter in our chat room named Shike. Is that? Are you saying that too?
Oh no, we're twice removed. Actually, my name
completely,
is
completely. Well, see, you have to ask here on BTR because nothing's that what is what it seems is what I'm keep
You're
learning.
Right. Exactly. No, I'm
stuck in the matrix right now, and I'm just trying to survive, all right? I'm sorry.
Wait, dude,
I'm
we need
sorry.
A show tune.
Yeah. Shike, I'm sorry, Shike, what's on your mind?
What do you want to talk about?
That's kind of what I just asked you.
I know, and I don't have anything right offhand, so I'm asking you.
Oh, well,
you've
been, I felt bad because
I will talk to you.
Okay, yeah, I would just feel bad because you've had your hand up for a while, and I didn't know if maybe you had something on your mind.
No, I was just really trying to be supportive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I appreciate
of, you know,
it. This is great.
You and Moxie
yeah.
and the LOC, and we're here.
Holla.
You know. Oh, no. we're here. Except
yes, we're here. We are. And we should all gather around and hold hands right now. Even you, Jew.
Kumbaya.
I'm a troll and a liar.
I don't care, Jew. You're holding hands with us right now. And we're going to sing Kumbaya in a second, but first we're just going to hold hands. And what I'd like people to do is, you know how when you do the shake handshake with people and you do the little middle finger, like a little flicky thingy to show that you're horny and you like them?
No, you only
doing.
Do that if
no.
you're... No.
No.
I'm with Sheila on this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you related to Sheila E? Did you know she's doing a big
I'm,
drum
I'm
circle?
Sheila, no, I'm Sheila B.
Got it.
There's a difference. There's like a 3 or 4 letter difference.
Yeah.
I'm Sheila
yeah,
B.
Subtle difference.
She's
yeah.
Sheila E. Yes, absolutely. And I'm a little more fair skinned. But
how do you feel about Tina Marie?
Yeah, how about that?
Are you
sad,
devastated? Because
huh?
we are.
I listen
to her all the time. I listen to her all the time. I talk about her incessantly to my friends. I've got like I wear T-shirts. I got posters in my house. I got a whole room
yeah.
in my house dedicated to her. I'm devastated.
Oh
I can't
God.
Believe it. This is a huge loss for the black community.
Oh, dude. Why have we never met? I've got 2 rooms.
So fucked up.
All right,
no,
I got a I got another
so cup.
All right, hey. Relax,
I can't
relax.
Stop laughing. It's Vince. It's Vince's
right.
fault.
Okay. Right. Vince,
I'm
going
to start muting people if we don't just settle down here. Simmer down now.
You going to mute me? You going to mute me?
No, I'm not. Just
right?
I'm not going to mute you. Relax. I got another caller here. I got to take this call. 541
oh,
541, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man? This is a space poet, and I wanted to know if I could do a little poem for you.
Oh, absolutely. Go for it, yeah.
Okay, actually, it's a little rap, but this is called 2011
oh,
Space Odyssey. I cannot be humiliated. My thoughts are within the rocks. I grow trees on spots on top of mountain tops. I thought you couldn't be defeated. You were right, he was wrong. I caught him cheating. Bless the astral planes full of mystery. I know no dimensions while you make history, history. No present, past, or beginning, nothing to possess. 2011 Space Odyssey held beneath my breath. Year 2011, facial expression dead. Stuck in a maze of virtual reality. Intended data swallowed by the dread, crimson red. He said, man kills man, then that man is judged. With nothing to fall back on but the guilt that is his crutch. My spirit more than atoms and molecules. In grains of sand turn dust, yellow flames burn blue, silent in solitude. My attributes, attitudes, soluble in syllables. On floors of marble witness miracles, ha ha. Magnificent, marvelous, mirage, rusted, malignant tumor. Grew enchanted, enticed, self-absorbed in the rumor. I sailed the seven seas, prayed to gods that couldn't hear me. Cemented in Olympus, no motion in Greece. My temperament in disarray because the world never sits in peace. Embellished, peaceful thesis. Compassion perched on cliffs and can't be distinguished. Frozen, I've chosen the psychedelic English. Darkness in caves, sell it out in movie theaters. Extinct species, Jesus forgive me, my soul to keep. I tried to lie, but I fell, my actions speak. No alibi, angels never cry. My dream magenta, astral plane Jetta. My main thought enter, silver engraved letters. Take my best shot, get to the top sender. Epithet exists in eternity, forever. Nova burns frozen in obscurity. Obsolete, deleted, staff hidden, committed perjury. Burgundy ox blood, stained leather, existed through the years. The tears sheltered, pelted with agony. In shame that can't be measured, collected method, eclectic, esoteric in essence. The sun brings light, interwoven and matches checkmate. He takes cane, scribes fake, and nothing can be seen. One small step for man, I'm terrified. 2001 Space Odyssey, synthetic soldier dressed in fatigues. Cyclops that's complex, an oddity distinguished by its secrets. Temperatures rise in Fahrenheit, time makes no mistake in millimeters. He picked seven and felt that he was still confident. An ignorant man, bad karma, no oxygen. I yield loud in my field of golden brace chariots. My plan pulled by the weight of oxen. Counterfeits lethal and highly toxic, I challenge them. These morons, they only care for profit. Astonished, tarnished, nourished without the tonic. Subsonic, intellectual, who was neurotic? The pigeon spotted to make the skies black. Exotic, creative, desolate, and cracks. It's symbolic. Individual that has no eyes and will never get them back. Hygiene's hijacked the need for agony, a man trapped, stuck in another man's salary. But it makes me what I am, uptight, callous, a casualty, a blasphemy. I cannot be humiliated, my thoughts are within the rocks. I roll trees on spots on top of mountain tops. I thought you couldn't be defeated. You were right, he was wrong, I caught him cheating. Bless the astral planes full of mystery. I know none of them benches where you make history, history. No present, past, or beginning, nothing to possess. 2011 Space Odyssey held beneath my breath. Happy New Year!
Thank you, very nice.
Right.
That's right, kids. You're tuned to 100% Flawless Free Radio. That's right here, Disorderly Conduct. For the next 42 minutes, we are flawless free. Last night was, if you tuned in last night, you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, I'm not going to go into it, but there's a backstory. We're not getting into it. We got tons of calls on the line. I still have She-K with me, and we've got V-Mac, we've got Moxie, and I'm going to bring on the 512. You're on here.
Hey, you looking for a fuzzy black man?
Yes.
Well, you got one right now. What the
right.
hell kind of music was that?
Make me a sandwich.
He's mine.
Oh, shit. No,
hip-hop?
I want him.
You
want
to play some hip-hop or you want to play some good, some nice and some good rap?
I want him. He's mine.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me speak another sentence and we'll fight. Let's see. What is he going to say?
I'm getting tired of this.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Wow.
He's yours.
Okay.
You got him.
All right.
All
right. We got more calls to take here. Oh, wait. Your hand's not up, but if you want to talk, 203, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going. So, who is this and what's on your mind?
This is Simon Bob. I just want to say, as to the LOC, I'm with you.
Nice.
I can barely. It sounds like your microphone's in your armpit, but I'm pretty sure you said that you're with the Jew.
No, I'm with you.
Are you
with
me?
Jew?
He's with me. He said I'm with you, meaning he's with me. He's got a heavy accent. He said he's with me. He's on my team. Got it. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call. All right, let's go to another call here. 512. You're still on. Did you have something else you want to add there?
Yeah, you taking requests?
Yeah, I'm totally taking requests. What's up, bro?
All right, thank you very much. Listen, I'd like to bring back the Jew, because it ain't you free.
I'm a troll and a liar. Y'all have a good night now. Have a nice Jew-free show.
Okay,
bring
him
back and call him the one band Jew.
Well, yeah. I you know what? I feel really bad letting him go like that, but we already have a token black guy on the program. It's V-Mac. So there's not. It's just, I'm sorry, it's a numbers game. Anyways. All right, yeah, I guess we weren't 100% Jew-free. I guess that went out the door.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Really?
Thank you very much.
Betty, what?
Vince, I have an idea.
Yeah.
I know we already have our charter member for the LOC, the Forces with Jew, but I'm kind of thinking we might need to recruit the Jew.
I know. No,
convert him. He's a Skype asshole, right? We've got to get him.
No, he's a Jew. He's a Jew. We got to convert him. We're Catholic. Obviously, a part of or a sort of a offshoot of the evil Catholic conspiracy, and we need to align ourselves with the Jew and try to convert him to Catholicism.
Okay.
I don't know. It's like, I don't know about you. I don't know about me. But nothing's like the one-eyed Jew. Highly duplicated, but never irritated.
That's for sure.
And that's real.
Anderson
talk.
Cooper.
Yeah,
AC360
should do a whole hour with the Jew.
Oh, man.
That's right. I went out and met the Jew. I had the Jew meet me at the locker room of my local gymnasium that I work out at. Brought the camera crew down, and we talked while we sat in our towels.
Hey, can you imagine a Jew sitting up at Larry King on an interview and be like, I'd like to ask you a question, Larry King. Do you take naps in between commercial breaks?
Oh, man. You have to prop him up. I'm convinced of it. He's got like a stick up.
But you know why the suspenders are on? Because they help like prop him up. They're wired to a stick that goes straight up through the chair, through his ass, up through his pants, through his belt, up through the back of his shirt, and connect to that through a wire in order to prop his ass up. I'm convinced that's Kraut Hammer. Are prop pieces. They're just like they're fucking like. They're incapacitated. They're like what do you call it? What was that movie with Peter Sellers? Dr. Strangelove. You know, that's what they are.
You know something though? I think he died like 7 years ago, and they're just using his corpse, and then they're using a ventriloquist.
That's plausible. Taking your calls 347-826-7667. I don't know what the fucking Moxie is posting into the chat room, but it looks naughty.
It's a message from our leader.
Oh, who's that?
It says, following at Texicali Rose because of at Stage Right, an awesome nightly radio show you should all be listening to.
Oh.
Pickle berry shrimp. That was awesome.
I tell you, what a hoot.
Sorry.
What a hoot. God, I love being gay. I love men. I really love men. I mean, I love being a conservative man.
Right. Okay, my stomach hurts so bad.
This just in, Moxie has a tummy ache. Will she make it through the end of the program? There's only 36 minutes left, but she's already complaining about her stomach. She probably hasn't had anything except Gatorade and Red Bull, and she's probably, her stomach is probably eating itself alive. Let's see if she survives to the end of the program. Right here,
unless,
this early contact. This is the end
so
of our news break. Can we turn it back to Vince of the Bay, broadcasting live right now, disorderly contact. All right.
I have anonymous message.
Yeah, go ahead.
They said, rumor has it is Moxie's tummy ache because she rode a horse a couple hours ago and her tummy still haven't recovered.
That's weird.
Yeah. All right, I have another caller here, 203. You're on the air. Yeah, go ahead, 203. You're live. What's on your mind?
All right, 203. That's interesting.
Area code 203. You're live. I see your hand up, and you're unmuted. Yeah, I enjoy junk immensely. Oh, here we go. Is that you, Moxie?
Speaking of getting hard, I'm now fully erect.
Oh, no.
I've slept with a lot of men. Wait, hang on a second. I'm going to put you on hold for a second.
This is the LOC. The LOC.
The LOC group is like going wild. They're fucking. Oh man, they're testing out their powers by calling in here and fucking with us. That's right. You don't want to mess with the LOC crew. They're crazy.
Larry pays them a lot. Big money.
I know.
Bigmoney.com.
They're literally getting money from bigmoney.com.
That's crazy.
That's right. The conspiracy against big money. Oh.
I'm a theater guy.
Oh, I got to. Sorry, kids. I got to comb my back hair here for a minute. I think I'm going to take a break. unless Jake wants to take over. we know what kind of train wreck that would be. although Jake, we all know you put a few drinks in Jake, she's a little more fun. All right, let's be nice.
My stomach really does hurt. You guys are too much.
Oh,
man.
It hurts. I know. It hurts.
It hurts
let it
so
out,
good.
Honey. Just let it go.
I'm hurt
let
from
it go.
A lethal injection.
It hurts so good. It does.
All right, people. You know what? Hang on. Let's everybody compose themselves. Relax. We got another call here. Another 203. Let's try this again. 203, you're live. I'm busy stroking my cock right now. What was that? I think it's amazing. My loins are tingling. That's it. I got a huge panel here with me. And by panel, I mean dildo and my anus. And I also have a lot of people called into my show. I love this. This is awesome. This is
I hum better when I have testicles in my mouth. Sorry.
This person is doing me a great service here. It would have taken me a long time to get these clips together. This is awesome. This person's good. This person's a pro. They know how to edit.
With a lot of men.
Although you got to find a way to isolate clips without Goofy and people like that, because I don't want to hear that Mexican. I mean, I just want to hear my voice. All right, I guess that's all we get from the 203. We'll check back in with you, 203. Appreciate that service that you're providing for us here. I don't know if that's – did I pay for that? Is that part of the premium membership here? You get somebody to troll your own show and take clips and play them back for you? That's great, because I can just snap those up and have a good time with that. Ladies and gentlemen, we got 30 more minutes of flawless free radio. The LWC is on the prowl, and they're here with us. We hope to hear from them again in a second, and also take your calls and your feelings on what you think the LWC is really about. Who's behind it? Does Larry really fund them? I don't know. You decide and let us know what's really going on. The number, 347-826-7667. We're looking to break this wide open. This is something that I'm really I really wish wasn't past Cowpoke's bedtime, because if he was here, he would help us get to the bottom of this, quite frankly. Because the LWC is on the prowl, and you don't. We want to get to the bottom of what they're all about and how they are fund. How does big money funnel into the LOC? All right, we're gonna try to figure that out in the next half hour with your calls and more. The number 347-826-7667. So let's see if we can get a sneak peek of what to look forward to. 203. What do you think? 203. You're unmuted. 203. Come on, you got to have something. 203. You're live.
Give me a I think it's time. Amazing. My loins are tingling.
I go on and on. Can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers. Rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front. And they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians. And I'm still gonna yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word? Why they gotta say it like short? You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dogs, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle. Where you get that from? Grab a mic, spit one. Let me hit that blunt. MC 8 Ball and MJG. Keep spitting that G to the IMP. Bun B, that's Texas, baby. Ballin' G, that's Memphis, baby. Short Dog, that's Oakland, baby. Ain't nothing but Pippin' East, baby. My nigga C got locked.
Yeah, you get hype, you blow it. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Yeah, yeah. Too short. Up all night, baby. Album number 16. Y'all can't fuck with that.
Thank you, very nice.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Back 203, you're on. 203, you're on.
I got a huge panel here with me, and by panel I mean dildo and my anus, and I also have a lot of people called into my show.
I'm a troll and a liar.
All right, so there you have it, kids. Stick around. There's still a half hour to go here in Disorderly Conduct. I'm Vincent the Bay here with Moxie and Shike.
Yeah.
And excuse me, I'm not done. Shike and VMAX. And settle down, Simma down. Yes. VMAX back with us. And we also have the one and only 203, which is the LOC. I'm sorry, did I say the LWC?
You did.
I was thinking of the ladies' wrestling conference. Yeah, the LOC, the Larry O'Connell crew, in effect. 203, you're on the air. I think it's amazing. My loins are tingling.
I'm a troll and a liar.
All right, that's enough.
Yeah.
Okay, but we're trying to do a classy show here, kids. All right, this is 100% flawless free radio, coming to you live from the Bay Area, and I got Moxie, Shike, VMAC, and a representative from the LOC with us, who are checking in with periodically. They seem to have the same 4 or 5 quotes of mine. I was hoping they might have something more, but it's kind of slim pickings there, I guess. I guess I don't have enough quotable material. It's tough.
You're not a theater guy.
There you go.
All
pick
right.
A topic.
Wow, PD of LA turned into PD of Crackerville. Discuss.
Awesome. Look, I want to just speak out. I know that I'm not the official PR person for the LOC, okay?
I'm a troll and a liar.
Yes, you are.
Okay, look.
Admit it.
I need Vince to get one thing right, okay? Otherwise,
yeah.
You're going to have a lot of problems with my crew, all right?
Yeah.
It is not Larry O'Donnell. It is the Larry O'Connor crew.
Exactly. The Jim O'Donnell crew. Those guys are up to no good.
They're paid a lot. It's
I know. I can't
big
believe
money.
He pays
BigMoney.com.
He pays them to fuck with me. I can't believe it. And he has the audacity to cover it up by doing his show simultaneously with mine.
Well, that's
tell me
one
right
of his
now.
Tactics.
Tell me right now. I'm not over there, but let me guess. Melinda is over there. Is Melinda over in stage right?
Probably.
Because I
know
she's not.
Of course she is.
She's not going to Debbie Daly. She's not going to Dashing. She's not going to Gaga Lou. She's not going to maybe Lady Slugga. She'll check in for a second. Maybe Crazy.
Reality
Boy.
Check.
She's
reality check. She's there. That hurts.
I think Melinda's the one angry Jew.
Yes.
I'm a troll and a liar.
No, you know what, Vince? You know what you need to do? I mean, seriously. This will make it all good. It this will make it all really good. You need to grab yourself, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and play a show tune.
We'll get to, hey sister, relax, stick around. We got 20 minutes plus the archives. Right? Hey, Moxie, if you're gonna call into my show, Moxie, and join me on my panel and sit on my panel from time to time, you're gonna have to try not to laugh out loud so much, or at least mute yourself because I can hear you.
Right? I'm muting.
I don't want to mute you. I'd rather keep you open, but like I cough and take bong rips all the time, and I mute that. You know, it's just out of respect for the listener. Come on, we're doing a classy show. We got people like Jeanette Smith listening to our show and calling into our show. You know, we gotta run a tight ship here. There's a lot of, I mean, this is a cutthroat industry.
Foxy, do you hear that? Be good. Yeah. Don't laugh.
I muted myself because I was laughing.
Oh, okay.
Not classy.
I need to learn to do that. But I just thought it was a good suggestion. So, what was me?
Thank you. Very nice.
That's right. 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Bang. We got 20 minutes to go. People are talking about show tunes, so I guess I'm going to have to
play one.
Give in and get some show tunes lined up. I wish I had this video handy. I have a great it's show tunes related. I went to film school and I did a lot of short films and documentaries, and I did a little experiment. It was supposed to be a short film and it turned into like sort of a quasi. Have you ever seen the film Blue in the Face?
Mm-mm.
No. It's a good one. You'd be surprised the cast.
I've had something blue in my face, but no. Mm-mm.
Oh, we can arrange that again, sister. Stick around. Blue in the Face, though, is like this. It's this show. There's this film called Smoke that came out. Maybe you remember Smoke. It came out in the 90s.
Yes. Yeah.
And it was directed by Wayne Wyatt, not a porn director, a legit director. He made that film with this author, Paul Auster.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with Paul Auster. He's this New York novelist. He's a great writer, really good. He has this series called the New York Trilogy, and he's had a lot of his books turned into movies. And so anyway, so he was trying to get into Hollywood script writing and stuff, and he hooked up with Wayne Wang and helped write this film, Smoke, which has like Harvey Keitel and Nightmare Servino might be in it, or there's a if you go into IMDb or Google
it's a very good indie. It's an indie film.
Smoke. Yeah. So while they shot that film ahead of schedule and under budget, so they had this crew, access to this crew and a lot of talent in New York City, and the set. So they decided to keep shooting and shoot a sister piece called Blue in the Face. And that one is co-directed by Wayne Wang and Paul Auster. And what they do is they go into neighborhoods in Brooklyn, and it's sort of like a half, sort of like vignettes with characters that are left over from Smoke. Like some of the same characters follow over to that film.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly set in the smoke shop in the film Smoke, where Harvey Keitel's character in Smoke works at. And it's just centered around these eccentric little characters that come in and out of that store. And a lot of them are characters that were in that film Smoke. And then other just random people that I guess were in New York when they were filming. And people said, hey, we're shooting a film. You should come be in it. Like Jim Jarmusch is in it. Who else is in it? Harvey Keitel. Madonna has a cameo. Roseanne Barr. Roseanne Barr is in it. Michael J. Fox is in it.
Do you have a musical theme or tune to go with that? Do you have something?
Well, the soundtrack's great. The soundtrack was produced by by what's his name, the Talking Heads.
Oh, Radiohead? Not Talking Heads. Talking
no,
Heads.
No, God, no.
No, yeah,
please,
different people. Yes, I know. Floyd,
David Byrne. David Byrne produced the soundtrack. Okay. There's a great song on there. There's a great song on there with him and Selena, before Selena died. Great song on there. That's sort of the intro music to the song. Oh.
So forever ago. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great duet between him and Selena. It's all like acoustic guitar. It's great. It's very percussive. Beautiful tune. The film starts out with what's his name from the Velvet Underground? His name totally escapes me. Lou Reed. Lou Reed's in it. Yeah, it's great. So it's sort of this quasi like vignettes / documentary, because they interchange it with like documentary footage of Brooklyn, and they spotlight the old Ebbets Field and how it got torn down, and they talk about Belgian waffles in Brooklyn, and they have, there's like people talk about like the Brooklyn Dodgers and Jackie Robinson.
Hit us with some music. Give us a show tune. You're teasing us now. Come on. Give us a show tune. Do it.
Wow. Wow. The public's demanding.
You got me excited. You got me excited. You were like so pumped. Do it.
I'm totally pumped. All right. You're right. I get it. All right. You want a show tune. No problem. I got a show tune for you. Let's go into it. Right now, One Angry Jew. What do you think? Show tune? Yes? No? Maybe so? We only got 15 minutes of time to play a long show tune. So I'm going to have to go with something medium-ranged show tune, maybe. The audience is demanding it, so, you know, you got to give them what they want, I guess. Anyways, here it is. From the show Whores, right here on Starly Conda, join me 347-667-667. right, Vince in the Bay with you. We got 11 minutes left, and we are going to get some legitimate show tunes. Keep your panties on. Relax. I know you're restless. I know you want it, but it's part of the fun, is the tease, right? Moxie, am I being harsh by dangling that carrot a little bit longer than maybe some people want?
I don't think most people are used to being teased this long. Our leader, Larry O'Connor,
mm-hmm.
right? The LOC represent. Anyway, he would play a show tune, like, right away. We're just not used to this.
Yeah, that's not how we do it here. I know the LOC is very demanding. I understand that. And I'm fully in full, we'll act in full accordance to their bylaws and all sort of standards and practices that they adhere to. And we will give them their show tunes. We understand.
Okay.
We understand the LOC's plight, and we will, but we're not as, I mean, let's face it, we are not the stage right show. We'll never be that.
I have a list of demands, okay? Dude, I have a list of demands, okay?
Oh, shit.
Anonymous.
Oh, my God.
Anonymous.
Okay. All right. Yeah, give it to me.
Okay, the first one is I Feel Pretty. So you got to do it. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do if we don't meet their needs, their demands. It's going to be ugly.
She feels pretty. Or he feels pretty. Somebody anonymously feels pretty.
Yes.
It could be anybody.
Oh, no. But it was anonymous.
It's historically a very big time of year for people to feel pretty.
It is.
Pretty,
so look,
pretty
ten,
fucking,
ten more.
Pretty fucking stupid.
San Diego Ferry Shrimp.
LOL.
All right. So we're not having Flawless Free Radio, if you might have noticed.
Uh-oh, crapper.
I know.
We almost got
You're
there,
flopped.
Too. We got 10 minutes to go. We got 10 minutes to go, and once again, Vince in the Bay flops again. It's not like I could get 100% Flawless Free Radio for 2 hours.
Nope.
Damn it. All right. Anyways, we will get to some show tunes. Just hang tight. I'm Vince in the Bay. Moxie's here with me. The phone lines are lighting up. Let me go to the 936. 936, you're on the air.
What are you doing, you son of a bitch? Vince from the Bay.
No, I'm in the Bay.
You hear me, punk? You hear me? The war is on. I'm going to cut your little dick off and shove it down your throat.
Who's that? What's your name, sir?
My name is Diesel Kilgore, you son of a bitch. You remember me. You know who this is.
Goddamn LOC, motherfuckers. All right, let's go. 484, you're on the air.
Apparently, somebody went and trolled the Flawless crew. And pretended to be you.
Oh, great. Somebody hacked my shit again. God damn it.
So
I wonder... Wait a second, 484. I wonder... I'm sitting here scratching my chin, trying to think. I wonder who that could be.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Yeah, maybe. That's what I'm thinking. Anyways, 484, you're back.
Thing, and then... He went somewhere else, and they're all.
Wait, who went where? Wait, I missed that. I wasn't listening. Who went where?
Yeah, well, they're all apparently very upset over there because what he said was so vile and so full of vitriol that I wouldn't be surprised if you see lots of people showing up.
No, they started to show up, and then I started talking smack about them, and they left.
Oh yeah, they'll be back, but
so they're probably listening as guests. I don't care. I really don't care.
It's gonna be ugly.
I bet it will be. Well, better be get ugly pretty quick because we only got 6 minutes left in my show. So
yeah, well,
you guys are gonna
make
that happen. Make it happen quick.
Yeah, well, they've got a show going too, but apparently.
So Jew, while we got you here, Jew.
Yeah.
Show tunes. What's your take? You like show tunes?
Love show tunes, and I'm not gay.
Yeah, that's great. What are some of your fondest memories of show tunes? What are your favorite show tunes?
Oh, I could give you some show tunes you probably never heard of. They're playing our song.
Yeah, I'd love. Please do.
They're playing our song.
Indulge us. They're playing our song.
A little bit of Marvin Hamlisch. Sweeney Todd. You can't go without Sweeney Todd, but you got to go with the original Sweeney Todd. With, oh God, what was her name? The one that did the detective show. You know who I'm thinking of, right? Angela Lansbury. Yeah. Who called me a federal agent? You know, that's not the first time somebody's accused me of being that.
Oh God, I've heard it all, dude. I really have, and I'm tired of it. We got another caller here, 5 minutes to go. 111, you're on the air. Oh, shit. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody settle down for a second. Go ahead. Is this wait, go ahead. Who is this? I think I know who this is, but I don't want to give it away. I don't want to jump ahead of myself. Who is this?
This is the Nature Boy. And I'm back on Disorderly Conduct once again. How you doing, Mr. the Day?
We're doing great, man. I wish you would have called sooner. We only got a couple minutes to go. What's on your mind tonight?
I just want to say I've been running around listening to some of these other shows, and this one angry Jew and these trolls, they're going crazy. They're on everybody's show. They're attacking everybody's show, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Oh, no.
You know he's here, right?
He's here.
Oh, no.
It's one angry, mean, malicious Jew.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Oh, no, there he is. Run for your life, everybody. Run for cover. Stop, drop, and roll. Run somewhere. Hide under a mattress. One angry Jew is going crazy. He's going irate. He's lost his mind. Help. Help.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Oh, no. He's getting closer. Closer, 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 closer. What do we do? Where do we go? Where do we turn? Who do we look to? Do we pray? Do we drink? Do we smoke? Do we chat? What do we do? What do
I have
we
no
do?
Idea, man. I'm just like you. I feel helpless, just like you. I have no clue. The only thing I can do is add another caller on to the line. Let me see. I got another 111. Go ahead. You're live.
Hey, Vince. It's Mike.
Hey, Mike.
AKA
what's going on, brother?
Ken. AKA Ken.
Yep.
You either play
yeah.
the show tunes, I'm So Pretty, or the rabbit's going to die and Moxie's going to be wishing it didn't die in 9 months.
Wait a minute.
I'm not.
That sounds like that piece of stuff I've heard of all the other shows tonight. What are you doing here? You got the
I'm
ladder
a troll
right
and
now.
A liar.
Oh, no. It's him. It's him. He's here. Run. Run.
I'm
yes.
a troll and a liar.
Yes. Oh, no. He's here.
All right, I think we lost him. Oh, fuck. I think the Jew killed him. I don't know. His line's still open, but it went dead. Maybe we'll try him again in a minute. And we're going to go into overtime. I got an enormous panel tonight, folks. As we go into the overtime period, I'd like to remind everybody that we should sanitize ourselves. So we're going to take a little intermission and have you folks do a little scrub down. If you can't do it yourself, we have assistants here that will attend to you. Once again, you are tuned to Disorderly Conduct. I'm Vincent the Bay. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We have, I'm getting blown up here. I'm getting text. I'm getting emails. I'm getting private messages. This is just out of control, people. We really got to just kind of, we got to kind of chill out, people. All right, let's just enjoy this time here together on BTR.
And by that, I mean, let's enjoy it here on the air. 347-826-7667. We got a lot more fun to come. And that's by come, I, of course, mean C-U-M. I'd love to have you join me in the overtime period. We have lots of entertainment for everyone. And we'll get to everybody on the panel in the overtime. I don't usually go too crazy in overtime, like too long into overtime, because of the the technical difficulties involved. But we got some momentum here. We're going to keep going. It has been a pretty much a flawless free program tonight. I appreciate everybody's help in delivering that. I appreciate everybody in the chat for listening. You are the best. I want to make love to all, each and every one of you right now. So if you want to join me, we can do that on the air at 347-826-7667. If not, tomorrow night, same time, same place, right here on Blog Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Pacific with Vince in the Bay. And I'll be back with my guests here. And for those of you not joining us, check out the archives. Thank you very much. And I love you all. And we'll make love to each and every one of you if you so desire at some point in this new festive year. All right, that's it. That's it for the live broadcast. I'll be right back for overtime.
Ben?
He's not there.
He's not there.
Hey, I'm here.
Oh, okay. He was counting on us. I just wanted to let everyone know who's listening.
I'm leaving a message.
Okay.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. 203, go ahead. You were going to say.
Yeah, hi. I'm leaving a message. I got a message from this number, and I couldn't tell who it was, but they said that I was sleeping with their wife last night. And just...
All right. You're breaking up there, 203. I'm sorry. I didn't catch that.
That was me. He's sleeping with my wife, and I'd appreciate it if you would stop doing that.
For the last 10 years?
Yeah. Please stop. Okay.
All right. I don't know if I got the show tunes. Oh, I knew this was going to happen. God damn it.
Moxie, recover.
That's right. I'm trying to. Moxie, you still there? Yeah. All right.
I'm here.
Okay. I lost control of the switchboard. I didn't get that show tune song. I have uploaded in time, so you're not going to hear it tonight. But we'll do a show tunes for the hardcore. I didn't realize that we were going to be talking about the LOC, all right?
Oh, no.
All right, so if you look at my description notes, there's nothing about trolls, there's nothing about LOC, there's nothing about nothing. It's just about Sheila E., and that's it, all right?
Right.
Well, I'm sorry that I called in and acted like Snake earlier.
No, it was great. I loved it. I think you should do it more often, and we should string it out a little bit longer.
Oh, well. And one angry to give away who it was. I've been working on the impression.
Yeah, Jew, are you still there? I can't tell who I have left on my switchboard. I have no clue. Right before we went off the air, I got inundated with clips from One Angry Jew. He's been collecting clips. Of course, they're all of him or people talking about him. I'm telling you, one is One Eye Jew is from New York. Another clip is One Eye Angry Jew is Brooklyn. He is a bedwetter. He's not even a Jew. And stupid son of a bitch.
Stupid son of a bitch.
I already have all these clips. He sent me these like twice. Dude, Jew, if you're there still, if you're listening, you can hear me. You're unmuted first, by the way. Everybody, I unmuted everybody before my switchboard went nuts. So, which is too bad because I did get that show tunes up in time, but it didn't. I didn't refresh before because once you pass through your live thing, if you refresh your switchboard, you lose it.
A lot of guys have trouble maintaining.
I don't.
Their switchboard, okay? If that's what we're going to call it here, let's just call it the switchboard. Vince, there's nothing to be ashamed about.
I know. I'm
that's
comfortable with that. I can live with that.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't have problems. The Atlas fixes it.
It is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so...
It's the year-end
party, kids. Everybody grab a cocktail. Stick around. We're going to talk about Julian Assange and other people here on the Stage Right Show. Coming up next here on Blog Talk Radio.
Sexy.
Who's what Belton's on right now? Is it Belton's part of that Flawless crew, right? Calogenesis is still on? No, wait. Calogenesis can't still be on.
Velton is part of a few crews, actually. We haven't recruited Velton to the LOC yet, but it's going to happen.
So Velton might be okay with the LOC? He might be neutral at this point.
Velton is a hardcore hacker, okay? So right, I think we want him in the LOC. No, we want him in the LOC, definitely.
Yeah,
I'm trying to find
Go-To.
What do we want?
Yeah, if you can play something, go for it. I was downloading some. I downloaded and then uploaded some Danny Kaye, but didn't make it.
and make it, it'll be out tomorrow night.
All right, I have no idea.
West Side Story.
Oh, I know. You know what I do have, though, is Cats, because that was also requested. All right, wait, hang on a second. Let me see if I can get West Side Story.
You really look a woman, though.
I like all of Mike's suggestions. I think Mike had some excellent suggestions for theme songs, including YMCA, It's Raining Men. I'm just saying. Brilliant guy. Mike, you still there?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, I liked all your suggestions. Okay, here we go. I've got I Feel Pretty. I have no idea what the quality is like. Should we play a few minutes of it or a second of it or 60 seconds? I'll, you know,
play
it. Show Vince.
Just play it.
All right. Here we go. Because I feel pretty like Larry O'Rourke. Oh, this is great. It's got like some big long intro or something. Can you hear it?
Just barely.
All right. It's a little quiet. Oh,
it's just, they get the Adam Sandler version on there.
And they've got what? I just it off.
Adam and Jack Nicholson singing it from Anger Management.
Let's try this one. This one. No, it's all the same. It's just Larry getting pretty in the morning in front of the mirror, putting on his hat. You know what I'm saying?
You got to represent Larry.
I am.
You know what? I had half as many live listeners tonight as I had last night, and I felt so much better about tonight's show than I did last night's show.
Last night's show was good, but this was a really good.
This is a flawless free show. It was great.
It was.
I much rather, if flawless free means I get half the listeners, fine, so be it. I don't care.
You know, they're fine for a while, but eventually it's
got a
little weird.
I don't care. Yeah, exactly. I don't mind if some time goes by and they come back and say hi once in a while. I'm down. I'm totally down if they call in once in a while. I think they'd be great to be like a recurring guest once in a while to pop in and just do their flawless thing for like a half an hour and shake things up and then moving on. That's what they were really originally for me. They were like I said, they were like a flash mob. They would just come on here for like 10 or 15 minutes, a couple of them were calling in, usually Caramel and Basic, and they would just give a couple anonymous messages or ask me stupid questions, and they'd control the chat room pretty hardcore for a couple of like 10 or 15 minutes, and then they'd like move on to the next show, and that was it, and that was fun. That's how it should have stayed. I knew there was going to be something wrong when there was one time where I did an entire show that was 100%. We just did a 100% flawless free show. I once did a 100% flawless show. And that was when I knew, I was like, okay, this is not right. It's just like the One Angry Jew. You don't want to have him on the entire fucking show. You know, like he comes in, he does his thing for a little bit. Maybe he sticks around for a segment or two to comment on something else, but he doesn't take over, you know?
Right. Hey, the 203 has a show tune. I'm getting word.
Oh, yeah. You know what? The 203 can go to hell because they're muted.
Oh, damn it. Oh, well. And you don't have your switchboard. You couldn't maintain your switchboard. No. And it's okay.
No.
It's normal.
No, because
it happens to a lot of guys.
I was trying to, you know what? We're both asked out because we're both trying to do the same thing. I was trying to upload a song before the end, and I messed up, and I muted 203 because it was trolling me pretty hardcore there, and I figured they pretty much got to the end of their clips, so I was just going to put them on mute until further notice, but then the switchboard went bazonkers.
Oh, I have something really great we could play in. This is thanks to Shike. Should we play a couple seconds of it? Is that cool?
Yeah.
How long will it let us go into overtime here?
anywhere from, I would say maybe, yeah, I mean, it could fall apart at any minute, but it should stay going for another 45 minutes.
Okay. Well, here we go. Let me just change my audio stuff here. I'm doing the lazy man's audio switch. All right. Here we go. Goes out to the LOC.
Needs more cowbell.
Larry O'Connor for president.
My love for you grows every time I be your toes. Nail polish. Work a woman. Your mind work a woman. My mystery pride work a woman. I'll go home and practice flirting with my living room curtain.
Sorry.
What is he? Work a woman, I love you still. Come on and give me a thrill. Show me your left nostril. Work a woman, don't act as strange. Work a woman, it's all arranged. Don't you know I came to see your daddy? I can't find you. Turn on the light. Don't be scared, baby. It's our wedding night. Work a woman.
Okay. You like that? Nobody's here.
Yeah. I don't know. It needs more cowbell.
I like it, though. It does need a little more cowbell.
Guys, like
it's the last day of 2010.
Happy New Year.
Almost, right?
Yeah. Almost.
Vince must be hitting the ball.
Yeah, I think he is. That's fine. Yeah, he hits it pretty hard, pretty long. And I think that's why he can't maintain the switchboard, to be honest with you. And I'm just talking off the record, of course.
Well, he's on the left coast. It's legal out there, as long as he's got a prescription.
Absolutely. I'm not judging. I'm not that kind of person. But... yeah, I think he would have a better chance at maintaining a switchboard if he didn't hit the bowl so hard all the time. And that's just my personal opinion. It's not a medical opinion. It's just mine, okay?
But his glaucoma wouldn't be treated.
Right. Yes. He has
no worries
about being... yeah, no, he doesn't have to deal with the glaucoma. He's cured of that, no question. What is up with the drummer talk tonight? Somebody was just in the chat again talking shit about drummers. Who cares? I think it's the Sheila E. rally in Los Angeles. It's January 2nd. I know everyone wants to go, so let me just give you the details here while Vince is hitting the bong. It's January 2nd. Starts at 2, it's a drum circle, it's led by your favorite musician and mine, Sheila E., I know, and it's in support of Barack Obama, God Jr., as I like to call him, so I think it's a good cause. I'm definitely going to be there if I can. I got to get back to America. That's right, I'm flying out to Texas, so I don't know. But I think it's important that we all go out and support our president, because it's important that he succeed, you know. We might not have voted for him, but he's a wonderful man, a good Muslim. He's our first gay president and our first foreign-born president, I think, right? I don't know. Did I cover all the Alex Jones talking points there or not?
You can throw in a couple of Corey, the raghead.
Oh, raghead, right, okay.
Yeah,
I forgot the Corey raghead. Yeah. What's the deal with that guy?
Be honest with you, I think he needs high doses of lithium.
Mm-hmm. I know people like that. I know people who are on lithium. They're weird. It doesn't help them.
I think he ate a lot of paint chips as a kid, too.
With lead, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've always assumed that that show is a joke, you know. I mean, I'm a troll and a liar. But, yeah, I always just thought it was a joke. I never took anything that guy has said seriously at all. I go over there, I listen. I've seen you over there. I go over there because
it's a train wreck. You just can't stop watching.
Well, I think that's what they want. Like the whole Debbie Daly, Bill Wagoner stuff, you know? They're all, like, at each other's throats. And meanwhile, they're probably pulling in, I don't know, how many hundreds of live listeners, because everyone's just curious. It's a train wreck. Do you remember that? Were you around back then?
Oh, back then, no. I've only been on since probably September. No, it was September. I got on because a buddy of mine was running somebody in the Libertarian Party was running, and he hosted a show on Blog Talk. So I got on and listened to him talking.
I wonder what happened to Vince. I have to be honest. I'm a little curious if the LOC hacked his...
No, they didn't hack me. Okay. They didn't hack me. They'll never hack me.
No, they shouldn't.
Fuck those bitches. They were coming hard tonight on the show, though. They came really hard on the show.
Did you see them spamming the chat room with "I'm a theater guy"? Holy shit.
Yeah. Oh, they'll get theirs. They just need to sit tight, relax. They will get what's coming to them.
It's crazy talk.
I wonder if Larry's paying them by selling internet marketing.
Why do you say that?
No, he's getting all his money straight from bigmoney.com.
Well, is that...
Bill Wagoner business plan. I know where he's going.
Yeah,
with
I know. You're thinking of Bill Wagoner's scheme. That's a different thing. This is a whole different crew with a different way of operating. They operate differently.
Spam.
They're very much inspired and respect what's going on with PwC, but they're on a whole different tune. There's a different thing. It's like a different genre of hacking crew. All right.
Well, that's, you know, you gotta figure out a way to pay. You need to get your own crew and pay them some.
No.
Well, I kind of. Wow, Voltron kicked me out of the room right away.
Who's Voltron?
Velton.
Oh, Velton. Okay.
I went over to Velton. Oh yeah, the entire.
Were you able to hack into the chat? No.
Let me see. I got done. I got booted before I can even load it.
Damn. Yeah, well, I'll send the LOC over there, like, ASAP, pronto. They'll get in. They'll make sure that Velton can't maintain his switchboard. Trust me. All right.
Yeah, I hear about that. If I hear about that, I'll be quite pleased. That's totally real talk. I'm gonna go over to Conoclast shows and then show them. I think.
Oh my god, he's still on.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna be. I think I'm gonna stay up and be gay for a while.
Yeah, the Gay Man's Club. Why can't I find his show? All I see is our leader, Larry O'Shaughnessy. I haven't laughed this hard in a long time. Hey, Mike, you weren't in the Humor Institute tonight, were you?
No, I wasn't.
All right, you missed a good one.
Conflicts with a show, CB Media, when you do it at 10 on the East Coast.
And then, it happens.
Oh, my God, Khaled Genesis is still on. Are you kidding me? Let's call him. Let's jack into Khaled Genesis.
All right, let's do it.
Kill the white man. Kill the white man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we got to give him the white man's perspective. We're a nice panel of white people. We could be his white panel.
You know what? He's Noma Teen Cleaves, I'm just saying, all right?
Are you guys ready for this? I'm going to jack in right now.
All right.
All right, here we go. We're going to join Khaled Genesis. Conversation with the new Black Panther Party, already in progress, right here at BTR.
One at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise,
somebody press one.
Will be able to listen to the show. Achievement.
Bill One, welcome to caller. Who are we speaking to?
Yeah, this is BA on again. I wanted to say some parting words.
Okay.
I wish the new Black Panther Party much continued success. Thank you. And I look forward to the day when African-American people, black people in this country can sit down first and talk about truly, truly what's holding us back.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
Amen, party. Brother.
Absolutely.
And that'll be the end of it. No more discussions and conferences. And follow that up, we need to start tabulating. Put out annual reports about what we're doing, what's working, what's not working, where we can see real, substantive change. Real change. Not, I mean, change on the reduction of killing, change on our education, change on
That's
our economic
talk.
Situation. Real change. Year by
real
year
talk.
By year. Not because what we're doing right now, I can't claim it. I don't know what it is.
Yep.
I really
don't know.
With all this black, like you said, black power. In Congress and mayors and all this money, tax dollars going through our hands, and we got a trillion-dollar economy. Man, everybody else getting rich, man. So something got to change. And we can't do it on selling our people liquor and lottery tickets and pork chops. You know,
Amen.
We can't do it on real, real substantive change that's improving our community.
Yeah.
And thank you, brother.
That's real talk.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hey, caller, do you mind if I ask the brother a question?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Brother, what do you think about this?
The brother?
Since white people own everything, you know, they run the Congress, they run Wall Street, et cetera, do you think
That's
it would
Jews.
Be worth our while
the Jews.
To study them very closely put a, and sell things to them that they consume, but just put a white face on it to where they think that they're just buying from another white person, but they're buying things from us.
Oh,
like
well, first of all, it's always coming from a white
about
person.
Selling
it's always coming from a white
person.
Don't trust whitey.
We had a brewery, we put a big-ass rebel flag on
the
bottle and, you know, sell it to the redneck and be banking.
All of your equity comes from the white community. People buying a bank.
Some people would say Church of Christ Chicken is owned by the Klan, you know?
Right.
You know,
so
they take money. They take business from us every year. To be honest,
right.
Man,
so we could
get some of that money
strip.
Back.
Yeah.
Right. So in a lot of ways, as far as economics are concerned, we could flip the script and do the same thing that enemies of the black community.
I think you ought to buy a cotton plantation and hire a bunch of.
We can do whatever we will.
Come back down to reality.
Like I said, since you guys basically are the most outspoken people out in the community, if you guys basically were like, you know something, we understand where y'all going with this and everything, black man make that money, but. It can't be on
yeah.
the thing where it's,
likely
why are you
story.
Not doing
typical.
This and like
typical.
That? We got to get to the point
typical
where
black
we got people inside all of those organizations saying, yo, look,
wanna
man,
be black
we understand, we have an idea that
really
have
brother.
To change the dynamic.
That'll be something new, brother.
It's probably easier, to tell you the truth, for black people to do business overseas than it is probably doing business in the black community. You know that?
Almost, well, definitely.
Yeah, because since the 1970s, when they brought the Vietnamese here from Vietnam, they brought the Palestinians here, and they, you know where they located them at? The Koreans, South Koreans?
Bastards.
Located right in the black community. Now, do black people have anything to say about this?
Salt
no.
Jews,
oh, we got a community over here.
Probably do a Jew-free show.
We'll set y'all up. Give us this military base over here.
We have a
flawless-free
Jew-free program.
And so, well, who's there right now? Oh, black people. They don't really own the place. They're just there.
I've been messaging him
privately. They never left there. But we'll give you loans to open up laundromats, everything like that, you know? And you know the genesis
this
of the Koreans out there with that. That was systematically, and that was planned for that, you know?
I would say this, my brother. I would say that we have to get free by any means necessary. That there are many people.
Who sat behind the door,
and that's fine. But I would just say this: let us know that you're playing the spook. As long as we know who's playing the role, it's all good, brother.
You'll know,
right.
Brother.
Give people the benefit of the doubt. Like me, I'm ready to give people the benefit of the doubt. If I see them entering a business deal. And they got Caucasian with them, and they're saying, look, man, we're trying to build this new thing over here in Africa. You know, we're going to build this over here. We're going to open this right here. And you might see them with Arab, European partners, whatever like that. But you got to I would give them the benefit of the doubt and say, ultimately, black people are going to benefit from this, you know. You know, we got to get to that point where we can't have, because business is fickle like that, you know. We can't have our businessmen and our business community scared to make moves because somebody's going to call them, oh, you were just an exploitative capitalist, whatever like that. We keep doing that, our businesses will never grow. You know, we're never going to have black bankers. You know, our biggest black bank in America is only worth $500 million. Isn't that a shame? Well, you got Ghanaian and Nigerian banks are worth like 10, 15 times that right about now. We're falling behind many African nations. African Americans are. You know, we're falling behind. You know, we have no airline, we have no port. You know, all these things have been happening in Africa. You know, we have no industrial base.
You're no longer broadcasting.
You know, we have no captains of industry. But Barack Obama sat down with the captain of industry earlier this year. Did you see one black face up there?
Gala,
no.
Show's
Biden,
over.
Barack Obama probably the darkest thing they ever come in contact with.
You're in your overtime,
you know?
Bro. You're
this is
the listeners
reality.
Don't.
Us coming together like this in these kind of forms, in person and otherwise, is a sign. It's a sign of what we're headed to. So if we keep doing this and stay in this kind of mode and also organize on the streets, then we'll see some real change. Even Barack Obama, before he went in office, he said you can't depend on government.
Oh, God, before he went in, he let you know.
Right, and I'm glad you could see that because a lot of people have this idea that when he got in there, he said, look, this is what I'm going to do, and he did.
I'm going to try something here. I'm going to try to funnel in some music.
Climate, all the stuff like that. He did not say I'm the black messiah and help people trying to make him out be the now. I thought he was going to.
Oh, shit, my ride's here. I got to go.
Everybody's going to get their reparations check.
Okay. It didn't wear you out. Okay. I'll come on, Vince. That wore me out. It didn't wear you out, it wore me out.
Yeah, I came like 3 times.
Oh, only 3 times? Come on. Dude.
Does Pink go on?
Is what?
Pinko and the Bear or whatever it is. Those wonderful.
As long as you enjoyed it and had a really good time, what the fuck? That's all that matters.
Oh, you mean the communist homosexual talk?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You're a homosexual. Go away. God.
Up an hour later with
Who
Pinko.
Was that? Who was that? Moxie, where are you? Save me. Moxie's like, no, you're on your own now, bitch. Yeah, I'm a gay son. Are you interested? Are you a good guy? I'm trying to really find a good partner for him. Are you making a drink? What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
There you are. What's that?
Oh. I'm looking for a cable and or an adapter.
For what?
Yeah, this might work. I don't know. I'm going to try it.
Off limits with Donovan. And he's got tarot readings tonight.
I didn't hear a word you said. What did you say?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you got echo.
Vince, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, Vince, good night.
All right, good night. Thanks for calling. Try back tomorrow. I'll have at least some show tunes tomorrow.
Okay, dude. Bye.
All right, bye. Sorry, folks. I'm trying to do some stuff with my preferences. Trying to see if I can output from my iPhone/iPod into my computer into Blog Talk Radio. I think I can achieve this. I'm not sure. I'm going to try. Line in. There we go. Somebody listening to another show on my show.
Actually, I got kicked out of your chat room.
Oh, yeah, I think it shut down. Yeah, I'm going to shut down my show. Go check some other show. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you guys. Come back tomorrow. tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific. If you're listening to this on the, what you call it, the podcast archive thing, I love you, and I hope you came as many times during that as I did. If not, your replay starts right now.